Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial counties. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi. Thank you so much for joining us. As usual, any questions, comments, concerns, connections that you want to make with us, you can make through our email at wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us.
Also, if you missed the previous shows, you can always access them through our podcast at kxoradio.com.
Now, we're talking about getting a Facebook. Can they pre-like us on Facebook? Would that work?
You know what? I've said it several times on the radio show, I don't have Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or anything like that, so this is going to be my first one.
There you go. We're gonna bring you into the world of social networking.
I don't know if I like that.
And all of your outdoor time will be gone.
That's true.
Unless you've got good Wi-Fi in your house and then you can take your tablet with you. Oh, I'm sorry. It's kind of leading into the topic today.
Yes, it is.
We are pleased and honored to be joined by psychologist Peter Gray. Peter's a research professor at Boston College, the author of the general introductory textbook Psychology, which most of you read. No, now it's in its sixth edition now. A blogger on Psychology Today, where his blog is Freedom to Learn. And for today's topic, the author of Free to Learn, Why Unleashing the Instinct to Play Will Make Our Children Happier and Better Students for Life. Now, Marie and I have children. We want them to be happier. We want them to be better students. So we've invited Peter to come forward. But it's interesting because it's driven by research and it's driven by watching kind of people's behavior over generations. So welcome aboard, Peter.
I'm delighted to be here.
Thank you so much for coming. So we were kind of talking off mic before the show started, and play has changed over time. Play isn't what it used to be.
Play now involves having something electronic.
I saw the Lassie show, and him and his dog used to just take off and do stuff. Is that a good place to kind of jump in? Is it play has changed?
Well, play has changed. First of all, even if you count electronic play, children have far less time to play than they did in the past. Especially we're seeing much, much less outdoor play, but we see much less total play as well. You know, sometimes we blame technology for it. We say, oh, these kids today, they just want to play on the computers. But that's not the way I see it. I think that we have really deprived children of the opportunities for adventure and play outdoors. And therefore, you know, the virtual world is the only place they can play in many cases. That's the place they can find their friends and interact with them. So I think it's a mistake for us to think that the problem lies in technology. The problem lies with us. We have created a world and are maintaining a world in which children, for the most part, are not free to go out and play on their own.
Is there, you know, when you go back to the 50s or the 60s or 70s, do you see, were we aware of play enough at that point to be measuring how much kids played? Do we have a sense of the difference of scale from, you know, then till today?
You know, we don't have precise measures. We have the historian Howard Chudikoff has written a book on the history of play in America using a variety of the kinds of documentary evidence that historians use. And he argues that the first half of the 20th century was the golden age of play for children in the United States. By about 1900, child labor had declined enough that children had a lot of free time.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.